explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. The show is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour and is a collection of actually a really, really good show. This was one of the ones that I started putting together a little bit earlier today with absolutely no idea what I really wanted to do, what I really wanted to talk about. And somehow those shows where I just start throwing things together end up being pretty great in terms of the stuff I have to play for you. So right off the top, I'm going to be playing a song that is no longer relevant, but which is kind of sad, but also kind of happy. It is a Canadian protest song, and Canadian protest songs are awesome because they're still very, very nice. And I'm playing it because it is election day here in British Columbia. So even though we're talking about a premier, not a prime minister, the feeling of angst over, you know, government cutting arts funding really still seems very, very relevant to me on this day when I really do encourage you to go out and vote. Leave this radio program if you must. Go vote. It will be on the internet when you get back. Please enjoy The Prime Minister's Daughter by Library Voices off of Summer of Lust. I've got so much more coming up, including songs from my nailed down best albums of 2017 so far, right after this.
Rachel, 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 wake up. It's a beautiful day upon the hill. The house of comets rising, shine. Your father stops, posts for a cameraman. Shakes your little brother's hand on the first day of class. Trust, the century of self-help. It's a public trust. century yourself. It's a public trust. The century yourself. It's a public trust. The century yourself. It's a public trust. It's a public trust. It's a public trust.
It's making
parliaments make it.
Parliaments make it.
Cuts to CDs.
Parliaments make it.
Parliaments make it.
Parliaments make it.
Cuts.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was The Prime Minister's Daughter by Library Voices off of their album Summer of Lust. True story, when Prime Minister Shiny Hair Justin Trudeau won the election a couple of years ago, with unseating the Rachel's father, who was Stephen Harper, I actually tweeted at Library Voices and asked them, you know, what it was like for this song to kind of be now no longer a thing, or at least not as critically relevant. And they were like, we're actually pretty happy to put that particular thing to bed, not because it's a bad song, but, you know, this change is very, very good. So, but I still really love it. So the year is about a third over, believe it or not, which it's kind of nuts, but true. And it's kind of appropriate that I have three of the 10 slots of my top albums of 2017 pretty much cemented. Like, something really amazing is going to have to come along to unseat any of these. I'm not quite sure where they're going to end up ranked on the list, but they are all for sure going to be on it. And I've also had the pleasure of seeing all three of these bands in the space of the past like 5 or 6 weeks. So regular listeners will have heard them, but I'm going to play one track from each anyway. Starting out with San Fermin, they are an amazing, like, they put the super into super band. They are the product of this Brooklynite composer named Ellis, and he has recruited just the most amazing people, including San Fermin is a treat. They make the kind of chamber pop that really just like is dictionary definition of both chamber and pop. They have an album called Belong, and I want to play a track for you off of that called Cairo. That's the first of the three. The other two are scattered throughout the rest of the show. After that, I have a track I've played before on the show by also Brooklynites, the group Foxygen. I love talking about them because they really very much are the product of like what happens when Beatlemaniacs have children in Brooklyn who then grow up to become musicians. Like, these are boys who grew up listening to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and they're like 15 or 20 Inception layers deep into irony, but and the whole album is just very much like a commentary on a commentary on a commentary on a commentary of social of Sgt. Pepper's. And I really, really like it for what it is. So I've got that, and then a song I just discovered today with a really kick-ass guitar solo. It's called Camerophone, and it's by Soft Serve.
The sun, your ribbon winner, did everything so they could see. It turned out right, you live and wither. Are you looking for a chance to leave? Cairo, come back home, 28 days of delirium. Three's a crowd and two's in love and I can't sleep alone. Cairo, oh my soul, 28 nights and now I'm low. Can't get by and I can't let go. And I can't sleep alone. You try too hard, your mind too meager. Do whispers follow when you leave? You read it wrong, a bold-faced fever. You've stolen everything you believe. No face for feeding. Watch you grow thinner. No steady stream of human life. Now you're leeching blood. You're red mouth sinner.
Thank you. our stories told. Everything's instant now, you know. Everything's old. Share a moment with you to have it grow. You just ruined it now, you do. With your phone, another flash in the eye. Another flash in the eye. Another flash in the eye. Another flash in the. Another flash in the. Another moment I'd take. I'd rather forget. Another moment like this I would rather live. Another moment. Another moment like this, I would rather live.
Begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC. In today's political landscape, more fires are raging out of control than ever before. Will you help put these fires out by registering to vote in BC's 2017 general election? You can vote in advance, mail in your vote, vote on the day of election, May 9th, or at any district electoral office. For more information about the process or to see where you can vote, visit elections.bc.ca.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard before the a song called Camera Phone by the band Soft Serve off of their Trapdoor EP. Before that, Avalon by Foxygen off of Hang, and Cairo by San Fermin off of Belong. The next trio of songs I have are all folk songs. Sometimes when I am arranging radio shows, I intentionally mix it up with the genres of sets, and sometimes in this case, it just... No, we need a good old, like, shot of folk adrenaline to our systems. And I want to start off with a Saskatchewan band called In With The Old that I saw. I started to check them out earlier today while I was putting the show together. And the cover of their album, My Mother's Couch, is exactly what you would imagine. This trio, they've had other albums before, but they, like, really, the first thing I thought of was, wow, this kind of looks exactly like something out of the Christopher Guest film A Mighty Wind, which is, for the record, my favorite Christopher Guest film. It is the one that's essentially, it's the folk music mockumentary that he made, as opposed to Spinal Tap being the metal one. So I started listening to it, and then I also realized to my surprise and delight that this music itself was exactly the kind of bluegrass I really, really like. It's really energetic. It's really fun. It's very well composed. It's just really thoroughly enjoying the whole album so far. So I'm going to play the title track to My Mother's Couch by In With the Old from as they proclaim, put the sass in Saskatchewan. After that, I've got Chicken Like Birds with a track called Ball of Thread and a little bit of Danielle Bessel's after that. And then just so, so, so much more good stuff. So please enjoy My Mother's Couch by In With the Old.
Thank you. and they took her on a trip.
I am a ball of thread and you're at the end, barely hanging on.
I am a ball of thread and you're at the end, you're barely hanging on. I am a tangled mess, but you'd never guess, you just keep on hanging on.
All of the lengths I go just to put up with your bossy attitude. All of the times I've said that this is the end, well, it never seems to stop. And I don't know what I'd do if I looked back and didn't see you. Yes, I am willing to admit that on you. Well, the knots have stayed and tightened over time.
And I don't know what I'd do if I look back and didn't see you.
Yes, I am willing to admit that on you.
See the world faster than I could spin. So I headed for adventure and I crashed straight into love. You were headed for me like a comet from above. And as the siren sounded, we both sped into the night. I had my boy adventure by my side. Now in retrospect, I I'm not sorry now.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called Boy Adventure by Danielle Bassels off of her album What About Wool Wishbags. For that, A Ball of Thread by Chicken Like Birds from Moving On, and the title track, My Mother's Couch, bought from In With the Old's most recent album, which I've really, really been enjoying. Speaking of things I've really been enjoying, this next track is... again, one of the ones from the what's going to be my top albums of 2017. I know this for sure already, and I had talked about this on Twitter a little bit, but and like really, I know I'm becoming weird about it. I am aware, but yeah, 2017 is kind of the weirdest year ever. 2016 was pretty awful and pretty weird, but 2017. Just has some weird stuff that's like in canon. It's happening, and we're you just sort of think back to, I don't know, like even 2007, which I saw a Tumblr post about where, you know, somebody assume, and this is true for me, somebody says 2007, I think, yeah, 3 years ago. They go, no, 10 years ago. I was like, what? No, that's not right. But yeah, if you had gone back and told 2007 me that, you know, the world would be where it is, that would not have made any sense. And if you told me in particular that Prozac would be on my top 10 albums of 2017 list, I do think I probably just would have started shaking my head and would still be shaking my head 10 years later, because no, that shouldn't be. It shouldn't exist. How could this be? This band was gone for 12 years. They were gone longer, really. They were a band that was super big in Canada and like a couple of other places in Europe, very, very briefly. And they were like such a product of their age, which was 1999 to 2001 or so. They were like a cartoon Europop band, and then they were gone because the music industry kind of collapsed under the internet, and Prozac was gone, but now they're back, and they've made an album called Forever 1999, and it's for real, absolutely, seriously, non-ironically, one of the best albums of 2017. I am not even kidding. Because they've always been very good songwriters. They wrote very silly things, and they were silly cartoon characters in 1998, so everyone was like, huh? But no, the two people who are behind this band went on to continue writing pop music in the interim time, and now they've reunited, and I interviewed them on this show. And yeah, like the hooks have always been there. They're just very good pop songwriters, and Forever 1999 is a very self-aware, album that's kind of about nostalgia while evoking nostalgia, and I'm a huge sucker for that. So yeah, this is a track off of that called Pussycat, Pussycat. It's really, really good. Please enjoy it. After that, I've got something by The Great Novel and something by The New Pornographers as well.
Pussycat, pussycat, I know where you're hiding at. Pussycat, pussycat, why you gotta be like that?
Baby, I need your love. Pussycat, she ran away right out the bat. So I put up a poster about you. Are you safe? Are you warm? Have you got food? Were you chased by a hungry coyote? I don't know what I'm gonna do. Baby, I need your love. I gotta have it, baby. I need your love.
pussycat, pussycat, why you gotta be like that?
Last night I had an awful dream. You were clawing at the screen, but I couldn't get to you in time. You were devoured by a mountain lion. Now the bed is too big and too lonely, 'cause the corner you sleep on is empty. Did I push you away in the morning? I don't know what I'm gonna do. Baby, I need your love.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was The New Pornographers, another super band. They have an album out called Whiteout Conditions, and that song was called Clockwise. Before that, Rough Skin Roommate by Montreal indie rockers The Great Novel of their album Skins, and Pussycat by Prozac off of Forever 1999. I have one more, like I said, one more track from, as so far cemented, the 3 of my top 10 albums of 2017 is, to no one's surprise, I think, it's Mother Mother with No Culture. I've always been a big fan of Mother Mother. I'm actually more of a fan of their, like, super awesome synth rock sellout phase that they've done, that they pulled off way, way better than when Metric tried it. Mother Mother has undergone a, you know, transformation in their sound. They used to be, you know, fairly tongue-in-cheek and somewhat more into the, like, folky rock side, and now they're pretty strictly a rock band, and they're very, very good at it. And No Culture is just a freaking phenomenal album, so I'm going to play my favorite song from it, which is called Love Stuck. I also have a track called What Is It by Lydia Ainsworth off of her album Darling of the Afterglow, which I've been listening to and enjoying, but really has had to be in the right mindset for it, because Lydia Ainsworth is very, very not even bombastic. She's just very, very emotional and in a very, very good way. But it's this is probably one of the least existential crisis inducing songs off of the album. And I really genuinely do mean that as a compliment.
My soul.
Welcome back. So yeah, that was What Is It by Lydia Ainsworth off of Darling of the Afterglow, an album that I do recommend that you check out, but don't do it if you're like drinking gin, maybe, because yeah, it goes to some really beautifully dark places, but they are still dark. Before that, Love Stuck by Mother Mother off of No Culture, an album that I recommend that you check out forever and maybe like get invent music tattoos, the way that art can be depicted on your skin, and then to Call Me, and yeah, it's such a good album. That's going to bring me to the end of this show. Thank you very, very much for listening. Go vote if you haven't. I was going to play one track here, and then at the last minute, I kind of made a switch. I got a little bit of bad news, and I needed a pump-up song, and one of my favorite songs is from my favorite album of last year, which was Group Love's Big Mess. This is Don't Stop Making It Happen. Thanks again for listening to Particles and Waves, and I will catch you next week.
Take it back to Saturday. I was in a K-hole, laying out in the pouring rain. On and on and on. Oh no, I could take the sky away. Put it in a payphone, calling out all my mistakes. 'Cause you're love, you're love. Don't stop making it happen. 'Cause you're the only one for. Don't stop making it happen. 'Cause you're the only one for. Don't stop. Yeah, getting wet. All the boys come.